It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
Good morning. About 16% of the American population was 65 years older or over, a figure that is expected to reach 22% by 2050. The health of this demographic group is crucial to our well-being of our community. To talk about this issue today is Kara Irwin, Community Wellness Coordinator of Springfield Greene County Health Department. Welcome, Kara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what your department has been doing to improve the health of senior members of our community.
We've been working collaboratively with a number of other organizations in the community to try to address older adult mental health. We know that as we grow older, we face a growing number of mental health concerns, including loneliness and isolation among just a couple. And we got together and really tried to find creative ways to address this program. And so the Springfield Greene County Health Department, in partnership with NAMI and Community Partnership of the Ozarks, Missouri State University, and Senior Age, got together and created the Greene County Senior Peer Support Program.
Well, tell us more about that support group.
Sure. Well, the Senior Peer Support Program basically involves older adults in a training process to teach them how to become peer supporters. What that means is that they can talk to other older adults or others with mental health issues about what's bothering them. They can learn to recognize potential mental health issues and then provide those people with resources in the community or self-help skills, for example, that can help them reduce those mental health concerns.
So how are those people being trained?
We have a two-day training that we ask volunteers to attend. The first day is mental health first aid training, which is delivered through a grant with Missouri, with Community Partnership of the Ozarks, where older adults or anyone who attends learns the skills to recognize potential mental health issues and then learn tools and resources to be able to refer other people to resources in the community that can help. And then the second day is when they really dig into the senior peer support portion of the program, and that's where they learn the specific principles of being a peer supporter. Things like understanding the difference between helping and supporting, and becoming committed to supporting as opposed to helping others. Understanding that relationships need to be mutual and reciprocal, where peers can communicate about mental health with one another instead of one person talking down to the other. And learning about and staying aware of wellness and mental health resources in the community and sharing them with peers.
So how many volunteers have been going through this training in your program?
We've had 25 people attend the training during our pilot program, which is just about at a year. And we continue to offer trainings regularly, and we hope to reach 100 older adults who are trained very soon.
100 within this year?
2020? We are hoping. That's our goal.
So what's your expectation or the goal specifically for this program?
Our goals are to decrease the suicide rate among older adults in Greene County. We know that the highest rate of suicides are among adolescents and older adults. So the rate starts to fall after adolescence, and then once you reach 55, it starts to grow again. And so we want to decrease that rate by reducing isolation, loneliness, and stigmas associated with growing older and with mental health in general. We also want to decrease societal isolation among older adults, reduce stigma within that community. And one thing we're measuring is we want to decrease the percent of older adults who self-report poor mental health days or distress. Basically, we want to reduce the number of days that older adults feel that they are expressing or having some type of mental health concerns.
Well, the statistics on mental illness in seniors are sobering. So how are you going to improve a stigma that seniors tend to have in our society?
Education is the biggest key to reducing stigma, helping older adults to realize that they're not alone, both in growing older and in experiencing mental health distress. So we know that the more we can talk about the prevalence of mental health in our community and in our society, the more we're going to be able to reduce those stigmas.
So your training program is specifically for senior members, and that's for people age over
55, actually.
55.
Yes.
So how about for non-seniors? How can non-senior members to help their family members?
Non-senior members can help by talking to their older adult friends and family members about the program and encouraging them to get involved. And people who are older adults can get involved simply by attending a training.
How can our audience contact you about the information?
If you'd like to register for the free training, you can call 417-864-2077 or visit our Facebook page at Greene County Senior Peer Support.
Thank you for coming, Kara. You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, a radio program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest today has been Kara Irwin of the Springfield Greene County Health Department. For more about this series, please visit the website at ksmu.org. I'm Hui Ping Chin. Thank you for listening.